Proclamation number 7901, dated the May 26, 1961. The head of the house takes care of all worries. Just entrust yourselves unto me in my guidance, and whatever you do or don't do will be right before me. You will take the paths on which you can successfully work for me and my kingdom. You will serve me according to my will, for then I will always be able to take effect in and through you. It only requires your dedication to me, and your earthly path will not be a standstill, it will lead to the goal. And I still have much work for you before the end arrives. I still want to bring salvation to many people in their spiritual adversity and need you for this, because it is easier for you to approach those who have not found the path to me yet. And because I need you, I will also take care that you can work for me in peace. I will shape your earthly fate such that it will be endurable for you, that you can use all your strength for me and thus be of service to me according to my will. For your total dedication to me will also allow me to look after you and to guide you, so that you can accomplish the work for me, so that you will be impelled from within to work according to my will. So be content with my assurance that I will take care of your every worry. The head of the house will have the well-being of his loyal servants at heart. But the father will also faithfully watch over his children and take loving care of them. And you should know that everything is arranged according to the mission you freely accepted, for this mission is extremely important and significant, since much redemptive work will still have to be done before the end. By offering your fellow human beings my word on my behalf, because I cannot speak to them myself as yet, and thus it is to happen though you, so that they will not go astray. For many people want to believe but cannot find the right spiritual knowledge which will lead them into a living faith. Bringing them my word and drawing their attention to a God and Creator, who also wants to be their Father, is a truly grateful task which can have an impact for all eternity. Even if it only saves one soul from repeating their progression through the works of creation, the work in my vineyard will not have been in vain and will result in your spiritual as well as earthly blessings. But because I can speak to you myself, you are in possession of invaluable spiritual knowledge which affects each willing soul, which can guide it into faith so that it will be saved forever. And you may pass on this spiritual knowledge. You may repeatedly receive my gifts of grace in you and work with them. You are in possession of delectable seed which you can disseminate, and you will truly serve me as faithful servants if you fulfill my will and carry the gospel throughout the world. Therefore you can believe that I will prepare the paths you are meant to take. You can believe that I will always grant you support, that you can come to me as your head of the house with even the smallest request, and I will truly remove your every worry. You can believe that I will take the worries upon myself as long as you are of service to me, as long as you take an interest in working for me and my kingdom. Consequently, you should let go of all worries which still get you down in an earthly way, for I want you to recognize that you have a Father who loves you, that you are of service to a good Lord, that I watch over you because you are of service to me, and that I bless your work for me and my kingdom. Amen.